Okay, it's good to be back recording the daf. I apologize. I had a very bad stomach virus. I was not able to record the past few days. Baruch Hashem, I feel much better. And hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue doing the daf together. So now, I'm going to pick up from Yud Ches on Be'ez Mishnah over there, just because it's hard to pick up in the middle of the Mishnah. So I'll hopefully cover most of Yud Ches. Obviously, Yud Ches is a little bit long of a daf also, but we'll get to as far as we get to on Yud Ches on Be'ez, and obviously we'll make it up Chaf, whatever it is, when we have a chance to. So now, the Mishnah is continuing discussing what happens when it does not rain. So the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, Seder Taneus Elu Amar. So the fast that we mentioned above on Yud already, we mentioned them earlier, but Avir Shona applies only when the first rains were delayed. The Gemara is going to explain what this lashon means about tzmachim shishan. However, if you have the crops that grow abnormally, things which is a terrible thing, which is immediately the crops might be beginning ruined potentially. And they start not land miyad. So then we don't wait. We would declare fast right away, and when we would make this fast with all the churma that the last seven fasts, the most chumra ones that we discussed earlier, are going to have. That's what Rashi points out. They would have that tokef. Similarly, if rains are not falling between the one rain to the earlier rain from one to the other, so then if it was a time of Geshem Arba'im Yom, 40 days, and 40 days to come, the second rain did not yet come, Nisaron Aleihem, so also we would cry on them, Mitneishi Makas Beturis, that is considered, it's going to be a food shortage, it's going to be a shortage of food, and that's going to be something which is going to be very bad. So if yardu lo tzmachim, if rains fell for the crops, of lo yardu le'ilam, but they didn't rain for the trees, le'ilam ve'lo yardu lo tzmachim, and so the way that the rain formed was like more windy and didn't come on the certain areas and didn't come in others, or both in the crops and trees of lo, but didn't fall properly in the waters, the ditches and the caves where they would store water, all the places that water was generally stored, masriyan alayan miyad, we would immediately again call out for them like we just mentioned before, because that is something which can be very much damaging. So if you have a town which no rain fell, and however you have the surrounding towns, they did fall. So they clearly understanding that this is something which is very bad on their part. As the pasuk says, we quoted this pasuk earlier. Says I'm going to make it rain on one city, not the other city. And one field will be rained upon. And this the pasuk in Amos is telling us. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying that it's going to rain, and it's really a double punishment. The Gemara is going to discuss this. There's double punishment on that city. And so also a year turning on to the Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Now also a year misane umisara, that they cry out immediately. This is something which is generally different than the Rishonim point out. This is different than the normal accession of how it goes up in order, the progression here. Here it's different because this city clearly is being singled out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem is angry with them, and therefore its residents must immediately cry out and daven to Hashem. Nothing is happenstance in life. Nothing is just a coincidence. Everything is divine. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize that. That's the whole idea of a tainus, and we mention this over and over because we have to recognize this for our life also. There's nothing that is just out there. And the corona didn't just happen. It wasn't just in China or whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael a message. He's giving us a message to repent. And obviously we've not learned it because there's every other now, even in a new variant that's every time we think we have a shlita over it, Hashem says us we don't. So clearly we're not doing our job. We have to do more tshuva, more ma'asim tovim, and continuously do tshuva. And don't just think it's happenstance. It's the worst thing in the world. Just think, oh, this new variant just came out of nowhere. No, it's Hashem giving us another warning right now. They don't know how serious it is that we should be doing tshuva. So this also is this concept here that they should be immediately fasting because they realize that Hashem is divinely punishing them. The surrounding cities, misane velo masters, they fast, but they don't have to cry out in the same level because at the end of the day, they are also, Rashi is actually Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly, why are they crying out? Rashi says that they're calling out because everyone is going to come to their town to buy the food, and then it's going to create a food shortage in their town as well, so that's why they're afraid. They're not as afraid they have to cry out because they have the food, they had the rain, but there is a near future of a scare, so they also have to cry out as well. The Ran says a little bit differently. He says, no, it's more like Arvus, it's a Kol Yisrael Rim Zebazad, they live near me, they're mamish like my city neighbors, we're in the same province, so therefore, I have a chiyuv to fast on their behalf because of the fact that we're neighbor cities and we ke'ilu are next to each other. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Masrios, Velo Mis'anos, that the surrounding cities have to cry out but not to fast. Ron also has an interesting chakira understanding. What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama over here is that maybe its understanding is that everybody agrees you have to call out, but what type of calling out do you need? Do you need a calling out that's more Dama to Rosh Hashanah, like recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melech Malach HaMlachim, but not by fasting, which is what Rabbi Akiva is understanding? Or maybe you understand that it should be the opposite, it should be more like a Yom Kippur thing, where you should be fasting, that's the Ikar Avoda, and then not necessarily calling out, that's something else, that's what should we compare it to? If a city has a terrible dever, a pestilence, literally something around the city that's going to ruin all the crops, or a building are collapsing the city and people are going to, people necessarily may have died from those buildings collapses. Oser mis'ane umusares, that city should fast and cry out. So again, here, these the terrible disaster in Miami, they should, I'm sure they were crying out to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, fasting, we mentioned already a few times, is that fasting bizman hazeh, we don't have the same bodies and the goofs that they had, that they were able to fast. We're a much weaker door, barely the fast that we're able to fast, the Dalet Somos and Yom Kippur, that those are enough for a lot of Klal Yisrael, so a lot of people can't even handle more than that. So that's for sure something to keep in mind, but we just understand, Be'ashkafa, what should be, and the entire city should be calling out, it's a chiv in the entire city to be calling out when something like that happens. Rabbi Kiva says that the that city calls out and cries. The surrounding city is similar to Machokas, would fast, but they don't cry out. Rabbi Kiva says no, they should cry out and not fast. Then the Mishnah continues, Ezu Dever, what is considered the Dever, that which is called crying out? If a city has 500 people, the Yatsu Mimenu Gimma Mesim, and three people die naturally, be Gimma Mzachazah, three consecutive days, one person after that. Or Ezu Dever, that's considered Dever, which is a type of plague, which is going to be causing people to die. Bechachos Mikan, Ezu Dever, less than that is not considered Dever, so it's obviously Pashut that during Corona, we were definitely under this, category. We'll get to more in the Gemaras, but Be'etzem, the idea of calling out, Daving to Hashem, was definitely something that should have been not necessarily fasting, but definitely the idea of calling out to Hashem should be something that we did very strongly. Al Elam Yisra'ad Mechol Makom, from these, we cry out everywhere, Al Shidafod, something which is very windy, Vala Yerakon, Yerakon is literally something which is a drought, which is so intense that it makes things like yellow. That's so the really bad drought. Vala arbe, vala ksil arbe, locusts and chasil, locusts, two different types of locusts. Vala chayara, if you have dangerous wild animals everywhere attacking people. Vala cherev, if you have an army is coming through your land and you're very worried about it. That also is reason misarna land. We should cry out for these calamities. Shei makama leches, because this is something that is going to travel to other areas. Then even if these are not necessarily happening to you right now, you should feel the pain and be getting ready and be davening to Hashem for that. They should avoid. There should be no issues with them. What's happened that the elders of Tanaja went down from Yishalayim to Eretz Yisrael to decree a public fast? Al shenira kimbalo pinot shadav maashkal. Because what happened once, there was a size of an oven's mouth, literally opening of an oven of damage that was caused in Ashkelon near the border of Israel. So that and that's why they created a fast for everybody. But Gazer Tainus, another time they created a fast. Al Shalachlos Avim Shnei Nagos Beivar Yardim, because two wolves ate two children in an area on the Avir Yardim on the Transjordan. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Al Shalachlos Now that they didn't even eat him. Al Shal Niru, because they had been seen there. There was a lot of wild animals in that city. Again, we see how far we have to take things when. Klal Yisrael's Beis Tzara, you know, and the people and people, two people being eaten, things like that, abnormal things that are happening, people cry out. I still remember Rav Adis Shlita, when the three boys were taken captive, when they first heard about it, Rav Adis was mamish crying in tefillos and fasting. I think he had to go to the hospital. This was, again, not this is Maaseh Tzaddikim, not for us to learn, but he fasted from Sunday till Friday. He was eating at nighttime, but the entire week he fasted for their, unfortunately, it was a sad ending to their story, but he understood the pain of Klal Yisrael. This, again, the idea of Tainus and calling out to Hashem, not for us, just to learn from how much we should be Aridim Zelazeh. Here also the story of these two people, that they created a whole fast for them, that they were eaten by animals. Al-Ailus Mishar Mishabbos, and these we can even call out on Shabbos. Normally we know Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, tells you you're not allowed to the stress is on the call out. However, you're allowed to say the tefillos of Anenu, Avinu, Anenu, and the special tefillos. But even in a very dire circumstance, Rishon point out, you're still not going to be allowed to fast for a tzara. However, you can call out. There are things that you're normally not allowed to call out for during Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. Al Irshi Kifu Nachrim, if you have a city that was, if they had a, they surrounded the city, the non-Jews, O Nahar, or, and obviously, they're not just nice non-Jews, they were going to do things that you were very afraid of. Or if there was a river that was going to be causing a major flood, Val Sfina Mitrefas Bayam, or if you're at a ship which is at the sea in danger of sinking, you can ask for assistance, but not to call out on tefillos. You can't call out on these type of tefillos because we're afraid that maybe that would still be part of the Isser of, and calling out in public tefillos, that would be a problem. Shimon Atim Neomer, Af Eladever, even for The devil that cried on Shabbos, Volodul Chachamim disagreed with this. Al kol tzara shel tova latzibor, for every calamity that doesn't, shouldn't happen, this is a lashon saginar. Euphemism, that means that if something really bad happened to a city, we cry out for them, chutz mirov gisham, except for excessive rain. It keeps raining, and people aren't able to walk to where they need to walk to, but it's good for the crops, but they're just upset that it's so much rain, they just want it to stop already. So that is something that, again, it's, at the end of the day, it's still gishmei bracha, so that we would not call out, even though it's just burning some on the people, still, we would not call out for that. Maisa, once happened, Shamar Lelechonia Magal, the famous story of the Chonia Magal, I was supposed to go to his kever a few times, I went to his kever at least once. Maisa, Shamar Lelechonia Magal, they said the Chonia Magal, his palalu shedu gishamim, said that pray that it should rain. Amar lahem tuvich nisu tanuri psachim. He was so confident. He was such a tzaddik that he was so confident that his tefillos be answered. So this is he was an extremely righteous person, and he was afraid. He was so convinced that it was going to rain. So he told them, "Bring in your ovens, because the ovens that they were made were a type of material, but shushalei moko, so that they didn't dissolve in the rain. They were a type of material which was like a clay material, which is going to be something which would be in heavy rain, which would be ruined." And it was right towards the end of Adar. So they were getting ready. They already started making these ovens to get ready for the Korban Pesach, which was coming up. Hilspaala v'lo yardu geshamim. He davened, but no rain fell. Ma'asa. So what did he do? Ag uga. He drew a circle. Amar Besocha, he stood in the circle, that's why he became Chon Yamagal with the circle. Amar Lefan Avri Bono Shal Ololam. I am Akash Baruch Hu, Master of the Universe, Panecha, Samu Panayim Alai, She'ani Kevin, Keshen Banayim Slefanecha. Your children came to me to daven to you, to daven to Akash Baruch Hu on behalf of Klal Yisrael, because I'm like a member of your household, I'm biased, I'm so close to you. Nishbani B'Shimcha Gadol, I swear, and your name, and he took a lashon of a shvu over here, She'ani Zaz Mikan Ad Shetarachev Banecha, that I am not going to move one, I'm not going to move 1 inch, but literally I'm not going to move from here, probably didn't say an inch. I'm not moving from this circle until you have rachmanas and mercy on your children. So then it's to rain just a little bit, trickling. Amar, he said, no, lo kashalte Hashem, I didn't ask for this. I asked for, I said, enough water that should be able to fill all the water sources that we have. The water, the holes, the ditches, the caves, everything. Then it began to rain, it started pouring rain. Amar Choni then said, "Lakasak Hashem Baruch Hu." I didn't ask this either. Ela Gishmi Ratzon Ubracha Unadava. Ask for nice, calm rain, but enough rain to fill up all the Borosheichem Oras. Yardu Kisekunan. Then the rains fell exactly normally. Achiyatsu Yisrael. Think about how much of a tzaddik is he. Well, had these conversations with Hashem Baruch Hu. Achiyatsu Yisrael from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. The Jews had to leave from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, make Yerushalayim because of the rains, and it was a beautiful Gishmi Bracha. Bo Vamru Loi. So they said to him, "Shem Shispadalim Shiardu." That's just like you daven for it because it starts to rain so much, they were at the lead, it started to flood a little bit. Kach, he's bal sheyachalem. So they should daven now. It's enough rain. Please daven that it should stop. Amar lahem tzuuru inichis avaton. He said, first go check out and see if the areas are covered in proper water. The area that literally the other there covered in water, and that, and I'm going to make sure that then I'm going to stop for it to daven that it should stop raining. Shalach l'Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon Shetach heard about this whole story. That was it. Then he stopped and it ended up stopping. Okay, so. So Shimon ben Shetach, who was the governor at the time, also, he sent him a message, and he said, "Melech Chonata, had you not been Choni, Gozronachan Nidwe, I would have put you in Chayram, I would have put a ban against you, I would have put you, the Rei Chayram is when you're excommunicated from the community, and that, look, how are you talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What did you say? You said the Lashon that you said, I'm not leaving this, and I said, Lokach Sha'alti, said, I didn't ask for this, I didn't ask for that, how are you doing? Chutzpah talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he was so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and still therefore, but you, I know, that Sha'ata Mischata Lefnei Amakom, because you misbehaved, Kilu. He spoke in a little bit of a chutzpahdik manner to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but still, yet Hashem fulfills your wishes. So too, someone who misbehaves, you know, in a bold manner, not in a little bit disrespectful. Sometimes you need azus to kedusha. It's a little bit of azus, but there was a good azus over here on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and the father fulfills his wish. That your father and your mother are going to rejoice over you, and they're going to be glad. And this parent is justly proud of such a son. Hashem is proud of you as well. So therefore. And if anybody else who talked to Kadosh Baruch like that, I would have put them in Chayim. But you were such a tzaddik and so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you did it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So Azus to Kedusha is sometimes a good thing, a good midah to have, that sometimes you put out yourself out there on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and therefore I'm not going to put you in Nidui. Hayu Mis'anim, so they had been fasting from Alosa Shachar, from the dawn time, and it began to rain before sunrise. Lo Yishalma, they don't have to fast, even though it's fast when we start the time. They're allowed to stop immediately. La'achar Nitzachama, however, if already after sunrise, Yishalma, they have to complete their fast. That's what the halach would be. That would be the din. If it depends if it's daytime or not. Even though really day starts from Losh Shachar, we are making the chiluk as nisachama to allow you to stop fasting. No, the difference is before midday. Lo yishal mul after chatzos yishal yashlimu. If it rains before chatzos before midday, then they don't need to complete it. If it does after midday, they would have to complete it. Why is chatzos the din? Rashi points out because that midday is the first time people are really eating the full meal, so therefore you'd have to skip your meal in order to be considered have begun the fast. And once you don't do that, if you haven't done that yet, so it doesn't matter. It's not considered fasting because you didn't even eat breakfast yet. So that's not considered a fast yet. So therefore, if it rains before that point, you would be allowed to break your fast. One time they decreed a fast in Lud. V'yardilam gesham and kodem chatos, and it rained before midday. I remember Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon must have held like Rabbi Eliezer that we just saw before, and he said, he said, go eat and drink and make a yomtov. So that's how he held, and therefore yatzav achlu v'shasu v'asu yomtov. So they went out, they ate, they drank, and they made it a chag. Uvab evid amarim kol halal agadol. They went in the afternoon and they said halal gadol. This is not to be confused with the halal that we are in Baruch Hashem. We're now saying in time of Hanukkah. That's usually called in Gemara halal amitzri. Those are the prakim from Kuf, what is it? Kuf Yud Gimel to Kuf Yud Ches. Those are the prakim of Tehillim that we call the halal amitzri. That's the halal that we say whenever we have a special simcha. This, the halal gadol, which is actually Kuf Lamed Vav, that's the halal which we say actually on Pesach, we call that halal. And that's called the halal gadol because it also says, it's said in this context because it says, Nosan lecha mosar kelam chasto, and it's thanking Hashem for that, saving us from a famine and giving us food. That's why we say that. That's why they called it halal gadol. Okay. That's the other halal, the other praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Astira between a Mishnah and a Breisa. Our Mishnah said that, Seder Genese lo Amora Barviari Shona, that only applies only when the first rains were delayed. This implies that we begin fasting even if the first rains are delayed. Or meaning, however, the Braisa tells us, that if there was no rain in the first and second rains of the season, then we're going to have to daven extra, say that in the tefillos. However, only if there's a delay in the third rain, we're going to then have to start fasting. But l'chora, our Mishnah says that even after one rain has fast, you start fasting, and the other one says three. So which is it? The Braisa says three. So then we're in Sirzam Review, Da'achi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Seder the Mishnah was talking about when the fasts are going to apply is manchiyatz or viri shona shnei shlishis. No, like the brisa, which is that the first, second, and third ones have passed. And then no rains have fallen. That's going to be when you start fasting. However, if it rains fell on the first. And the people planted seeds, but they still didn't grow, so which is something that's very bad. That's what the Mishnah means to say, that in those cases you're gonna cry out and they're gonna immediately start crying out. Because that's a situation which something which is really, really bad. If they're not growing from that rain and there's something growing underneath, that's cause for major panic and davening towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, Amar, I always daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, but we specifically go out, especially, and make special tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar, Rav Nachman, Dav Kanishtanu, that only when the plants have changed, do immediately cry out and fast. Aval, Yavishulo, if they just dried up, we would not cry out and fast. It's not just, it's bad. It's just as bad, but the plants drying up and withering, there's nothing you could do to recover from the rains. It's something that's already, it's a tefillah shav, right? The Gemara Mishnah Brachos says, it's davening for something that already happened, you can't fix. That's not something that's a whole shaila about davening for a miracle, something that already happened. When you're allowed to daven for that, so it's a very, very big question. That is not something that's so pashut at all. That you're allowed to like for the Matthias to change. Like if someone, Rahman's son already passed away, then you can't daven that they should have a tefillah samisim. Why not? That's also a miracle. Okay, that's for another point. But that's we can't daven tefillah shav for something that's already lavar. That's sort of Nachman selling us over here. Too late at this point where they already withered up. Amar says pshita. Obviously, the Mishnah says when they change, which implies that we don't cry if they dried out. Why did Nachman even have to clarify this point? No, I needed this point from Nachman to clarify the iknun because the stocks grew somewhat after the crops had dried up. I would have thought akata mil sahi. So that the growth of the stock is significant and they can recover, and therefore we should declare a fast because there's some chance for these crops to be able to grow. The answer is Kamash Mona Nachman doesn't know. In such a case, that growth is insignificant and still not possibly under the teva of crying out would be a waste, tefillah shav, in vain, and therefore you should not be doing that. Similarly, if the rains had stopped between the rains, the first rains and the second rains, for 40 days, then we're going to cry out because that's considered going to be a major food problem. Gemara says, "My makas b'toras." Again, a food shortage. That's the lashon of the Gemara. It says, "Makas b'toras" is a food shortage. Amar Avuda Marav, "Makam avila de b'toras" is an affliction that's going to lead to a food shortage. Amar Nachman, "Nara anara," river to river, turning on to the next. Amar Yitzchak Mavis, "b'torasa" is considered a food shortage. When the food is very scarce in one city, but the food can be taken from another city, that's considered only a food shortage, not a major famine. However, when an entire region to entire region, you have to go from one region to another region, that, and you have to import food because you don't have it in the first place, that is going to be considered a famine. Is there any difference between a famine and a food shortage? Halacha l'maisa, is there any difference between the two? So many Rishonim hold that, no, that they're different lashonos, so not really any halachic nafkaminas between the two. That seems to be the opinion of the Ritva and others. However, Tosos on the Amud Aleph, Tosos says that no, there actually is a difference between the two. There were a difference between a batarasa and a kafna, and between a food shortage and a full-fledged famine. Tosos says is that when it comes to a famine, that's where we're going to cry out immediately. When just a food shortage, we don't necessarily cry out immediately. That's what Tosos understand. They need to give how that doesn't implication works with the Mishnah, but that's Betzim Tosos understanding that there is a difference halachically for crying out immediately would be a nafkamina between a betarasa and a kafna over here. Now the Gemara continues. V'amar Rabbi Chanina saw besela ushchicha. Rabbi Chanina said that if the price of wheat went from one sell for wheat, from one sell to wheat, which is plentiful to be ready available, but to us, that's going to be considered a food shortage. Arba v'lo shchicha, if even the price of wheat is four sa for a sell, but wheat, you can't find it, kaf, that's considered a famine. That there's so, even if inexpensive, it's going to be a problem, and not going to be supply of it, that's going to be considered a famine. Amar b'yochanan, lo shana l'vish man sh'amos, b'zol l'peres b'yoker. That's only taught when the money isn't expensive. People have money to spend, but there is, the produce is very expensive. Aval mos b'yoker, peres b'zol. But when the money is expensive, the economy is depressed, the people are very poor, even if the produce is inexpensive, masrin alein miyad, then we're going to cry out immediately on behalf of this. Why? Amar b'yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, nehira kad have a kame dalt son b'sela. I remember once that there was four sa sold for one sa, which is a normal price. The people with people were hungry in Tveria because there was no money. So that's also considered a major issue when you don't have enough money to buy it. When even though things might be cheaper, but if you don't have money to buy it, that's just as bad. That's also going to be a major issue. Yardel, now the Gemara continues the next part of the Mishnah, which said, Yardel tzmachem nevala l'ilad, if the rain fell for crops but not for trees, or for trees not for crops, or for both trees or both crops but not enough to fill the other areas of water, we're going to be masir and miyad, we start crying out immediately. So the Gemara says, Bishlam adat tzmachem v'ilad, now I understand why when it could possibly fall for crops but not for trees, mishagala da'asa nicha v'lo aserazia, it could be a case where when the light rains came out, heavy rains did not. So the light rains are benefiting the crops, but the heavy rains are necessary for the trees and didn't have that yet. So that makes sense why the elons are not going to grow and the crops are going to grow. But elon velot smachim. It's also understandable when you could rain for trees, not for crops. The aisa razia velo aisa nicha, the heavy rain came out, but light rains did not come out. So that would lead to good things for the trees and bad things for the crops. Lazel lazel velola boros velo shichin amaros. And I can even understand the case where it's going to be for the crops of the trees in the Mishnah's case, where it's for the crops and the trees, but not where you don't have areas of the areas where you store water in the caves and the ditches, right? And the water holes. Mishkachad la da'asyana raiza v'nicha, a case where a heavy rain and a light rain came. Miu tuva lo aisa, however, a lot did not come. So the reservoirs didn't have a chance to fill up yet, so that's why it's a problem. Ela had the center, which we learn in a braisa. Yardu the boros. Our Mishnah was fine. However, the Mishnah had an example of Yardu the boros l'shich l'maros of alola zelazet, where they had the opposite. Where they had also, in addition to this, they had a case where it would rain properly for all the water stored areas, the ditches, the water holes, the ditches, all those areas, but not for trees or crops. The Gemara says, how in the world could you have that? If it was raining for those areas, then for sure heichem shachal adachora, it would also for sure be raining for the trees and the crops. So the Gemara, the aisab dishvu ficha. No. It came in a downpour. It came in a type of downpour, which is enough rain to fill the reservoirs, but it was not beneficial for the trees or the crops. That's how you can have the Braisa is talking about that case, and that's not a problem. That's why there's a case where you should be fasting and crying out for that point. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabban, we learn under Braisa. Masrin Allah, Ilanos Bifosa Pesach. We cry out from the cows of the trees for the time of Pesach. When the Pesach time. Alaboros Hashichin Amaros Bifosa Chag. And account of the water holes, the ditches, and the caves, that had not been filled out. That it should be at Sukkot time. If they don't have enough water to drink, we call out for them immediately. Even in the summer months that precede Sukkot, what is considered immediately for these different things? You should still wait till a Monday, Thursday, Monday. The Ritva pointed out that even though you should do it right away, still they wanted to do it not consecutive days. They wanted to do it Monday, Thursday, Monday, as the reasons we pointed out earlier, not to create a panic by the Thursday, right? Not to create a thing to start it. That's why we don't start it on the Thursday. So those things, that's why we would wait till the Mondays, Thursdays, and Mondays. And especially Yisrael to fast in those times, that's why we would be fasting then. We only cry out to them on the area that was afflicted by it. that the Mishnah means that all of them, Rashi is pointing out, the Chora is going back on the lack of rain for the trees, the reservoirs, and for the drinking water, is going back on that. That's what Rashi understands. If Askara, however, when it comes to Askara, the disease, the very bad disease, which is very contagious, and it would cause people to not be able to breathe properly, they had comparisons to this Askara and the Corona, actually. Bizman sheish ba misa masrin alayam. And when it causes death, we cry out on this account. Bizman sheein ba misa ein masrin alayam. When it does not cause death, we do not cry out on its account. We call out on the Govai locust, even on the slightest amount, even when only a few Govai are sighted, because we're afraid they're going to come back in swarms and destroy all the crops. Terrible things when a Govai, when the locusts are around. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar emer af alach chagav. They just had it recently. It was like in Egypt, actually. It was the time of Pesach time that there was a lot of locusts that were destroying a lot of crops, I think. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar amar, af al chag of the chag of locusts as well. We cry out even for a few that are cited, because that is, again, reason for a major concern. Now the Gemara continues, Tanur b'Elanon, Braisa Masrin, ala ilanos. We also can cry out for the insufficient rain on the trees. Bishar Shnei Shavua, during the rest of the year, meaning during the other years of the Shemitah cycle, but not on the Shemitah cycle, because the Shemitah cycle, the produce is considered ownerless. No one was really relying on them. Most people would store their foods from the year before, because they knew that any was ownerless, they couldn't really control their produce, so they would store their 6-year produce to make sure that they had enough. So therefore, it's not really a major issue. And on account of the areas of all the water storehouses, of even in the Shemitah year, since people need drinking water all the time, so then you should be calling out to Hashem if they don't, and causing and creating fasts. Even on a Shemitah like this year, right? You would call out for insufficient rain for the trees. Baruch Hashem, it's raining now, even today there. So that's a good thing. No, but it's also the poor people, they rely on that. They rely on the food of the Shemitah year every year to be able to go to the field. So for them, we should definitely be calling out. Now the Gemara quotes a similar brisa, Tanur Idach Vilner, another brisa, Masrin Ala Ilanos. We cry out on account of insufficient rain for the trees. Bishar Shnei Shavuah, for other years of the Shemitah cycle, ala boros v'lashich and almaros afilu v'shvius, on account of insufficient water from all the water storehouses, that even in Shvius. Rabbi Shimon ben Galilei amar af ala ilanos, even ala ilanos during the Shvius year for the poor people. Masrian ala svichim v'shvius, and even further, Rabbi Shimon, not even that, even for the svichim during the Shemitah year, which is things that are not allowed to be in. Those things are not allowed to be in. Mibnei sheish b'parnas l'aniyam, because the poor people they're not necessarily necessarily allowed to be in, but regular people selling and commercial or whatever, but for the poor people, they're allowed to go take the aftergrowth, the things that are coming, the svichim, so that would be for them. We would want it to call out for them. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Amar lahem, Rabbi Elazar Peparta, said, Miyom shachar beis hamikdash, nasa gushar beis hamikdash l'alam. The rains have been tightened for the world. The rain doesn't fall as fully as it used to during the beis hamikdash times. Yeshara shigishamim urubim. There are years which are very plentiful. Yeshara shigishamim matu. There's years with very, very little rain. Yeshara gishma yardim is manam. There are times where it will fall in the proper time. There are times where rains do not fall in the proper time. Shana gishmei yordim is manan lama who lamahu doma, years where it falls the proper time. What could be compared to leevet shnasin larabo parnasus of echad b'shabbes, to a servant whose master gives him his weekly sustenance. He gave it to him in proper time, even for the following Shabbos, and the fishing time on Sunday for the whole week. And as a result, he can bake properly, eat properally during the whole week, and he'll have sufficient time. Shana she'en gishmei yordim, that's obviously a good thing. Shana she'en gishmei yordim is manan lamahu doma, the thing when it's not happening the proper time. What is that similar to? That's similar to leevet shnas. The person who gives it to him on Friday to bake sufficient time. You can't bake it even for Shabbos. Nim says, "Eat enough to look at no nechal." Not going to bake properly by the time Shabbos comes, and it's not going to be a gishmak to eat it. Shana shikishmei amurim lamahu doma. A year whose rains are abundant. What could that be compared to? Leevet shenasan l'rabo parnasas abavas achas. To a servant whose master had given him grain all at once. Nim says, "Reichem tachonos minakor, ochtachonos minakav." The millstones from the core, the mountain that grind from a kav, the loss is going to be kept at a minimum since the loss is not so bad. Nimtzis iso cheles min a kor, min a cheles min a kav. However, though the dough consumes as much core as does from a kav, the loss sustained in the kneading is going to be the same regardless of the quality of kneading. Simply, the amount of rain absorbed by rocky soil, the name is the same whether the rainfall is heavy or light. That's the example that we're giving. Shana shikimim muatin lama udamer. However, a year that they have very little rain, what can that be compared to? Leevet shenos l'rabba parnasa me'at ma'at. He only gives a very, very small amount of his allotment of what he's supposed to be getting to eat in. And what happened in Tzaz, Rechaim, Ma'ashatan, Chonam, Nakor, Tachonos, Menakav. As a result, whatever the millstones would grind from a core, they would grind from a kav. The loss they would sustain from grinding the entire core is multiplied by the number of separate grindings that performed instead. Nin says, Isa, Kamash, Nechalas, Menakor, Nechalas, Menakav. That a result, the same amount of dough that was consumed from a core by kneading is consumed by a kav. So that is not going to be as bad. The smaller amount is going to be able to create more. A time of year's rains are abundant. What could that be compared to? That could be to the Adam Shig Megabel Satit, a person who needs clay. If he has a lot of water, if the water is not used up and the clay is not needed properly, but if has only a little water, the water is used up before he finishes kneading and the clay is not kneaded up properly. Tana Rabbanan, we'll pick up, we'll try to, it's a long Tana Rabbanan, but we have to go weiter, we'll try to cover at least part of the story, maybe we'll stop in the middle of it. Pam Achas, Alu, Al Yisrael, a regular Shulayim, once happened in the Klai, so went up to Aliyah Leregel, but Aliyah Leregel, they didn't have enough water to drink from when they were going up to Aliyah Leregel. So what happened? Nakdamim Megurion, Etzel Adon Echad. Nakdamim Megurion, who's a wealthy Jew, he went to a non-Jew. He was a businessman. This was during the time of the Sevek and Beis HaMikdash. So, Amar Lehelvani, Shemetzoy, Mayanos, Mayamelo, Leregalim, the time when the Romans were basically in charge, so he, they were his, so his wells, he said, let me 12 wells for the older Galim. And I will give you 12 wells what is worth, meaning that I will tell you that the rain was going to happen, it's going to repay you, the water is going to go back, and then you help them, and it's going to be, your water is going to be filled even more. I'm going to give you an insane amount of money. It's because it's 6,000 dinar, so he paid 70,000 dinar, which is a crazy amount of money, millions and millions of dollars that he was going to give him, way more than the amount that they were drinking worth, if he doesn't pay him back. We cover those money, set a time for it, but if the water doesn't happen by this time, then I'm going to pay you. That's what Nakdumim made the statement with him. Time arrived, and look, it's not raining. But in the morning time of that day, he said, Shagali, send me, either the water or the money you owe me. So he was like, Avin Maklin, there's no water here, so give me the money, all the money that you owe me, a ton of money. Shalach Lo, said back to him, Adai Nishis Man, I have time, Kolayam Kulo Shali, I have the entire day. But Tarayim Shalach Lo, and then the afternoon he sent him, Shagali, Omayim Amos Shesabi Adecha, he sent me either the water or the money they owe me. Shalach Lo, he says, I still have time, I don't shimus him this after, Mincha time, it's getting late, Shkia is like 5-6 o'clock, he said, right now, pay me up. Mincha Shalach Lo, and then late afternoon he sent him another message, Shagali, Mayim Amos Shalachal, send me that money you owe me. Shalach Lo, Adai Nishis Man, I still have time, the Galav, also Adon. So the guy mocked him. Amar Lakol Hashakuli Yardel Gashamim of Achshav Yardel Gashamim. Now it's going to rain. It didn't rain all year long. It was terrible. There was a drought, crazy drought, and now you're going to expect it to rain. Nichlas Lavis Amerikas Besimcha. So the guy went in the non-Jew because he's going to have to pay him a crazy amount of money. Okay, we'll pick up the story of Achshav Adam Nichlas Besimcha Lavis Amerikas. We'll pick up with that story of Ezra Shem tomorrow's stuff.